From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm your host, Leslie Price, and no matter how this election turns out, I'll always promise to commit to a peaceful transfer of the news. Here are today's top stories. If you live in Texas and are planning to vote by mail in next week's election, you may need to start making other plans. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order today that will limit absentee voting in the state to just one ballot per county. And if you do happen to be the one lucky resident in your county given a ballot, Texas election officials are also reminding absentee voters to properly identify yourself as a registered white Republican, or else your county's votes could be disqualified. There is some good news today for states that actually are allowing their residents to vote, however. Election officials in Wisconsin are happy to report they have found zero evidence of voter fraud in any of the ballots they've thrown out so far. That's great news. Let's hope they can keep it up through November 3rd. Well, that might be all the news you need to know today, but guess what? The world doesn't revolve around you. There's a lot more news to get to and a lot of other people out there listening, so don't be selfish. Back with more right after this. Despite being a controversial practice in the American electoral system, gerrymandering is set to play a critical role in the 2020 elections. But many voters still don't fully understand just how it affects their ballot. Here to offer an explainer on gerrymandering and how it affects your vote is political science and elections expert Patton Oswalt.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, you believe that gerrymandering could be one of the most severe threats facing our democracy. Why don't you walk us through exactly what it is and how it can be prevented?
Oh, of course. So gerrymandering, which is the redrawing of political boundaries, is actually an extreme form of voter discrimination. And it can seem really complicated. Fortunately, though, there's a very simple explanation as to how it works. As you'll see here, we have a grid with 100 squares, right? 40 of those squares are red, and 60 are blue. Now,
Patton, I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is a podcast, and I'm just worried this might be a little difficult for our listeners to picture on their own.
Well, it's so simple once you look at it, but that's okay. That's okay. I can just describe it. So, okay, look, you have these squares, and if you draw the boundary lines around them this one way, it creates correct representative sections. But then if you, see, you redraw the lines around certain squares this other way, things start to look a lot different.
Do they?
Well, sure. I mean, you can't see it, but you have a much different picture indeed.
Right, but is there any way maybe to better articulate this for people who are just listening?
Well, lines around the squares are all different, and you can see right here.
Yeah, our listeners can't see, Patton.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Then I don't know how the fuck I'm going to do this.
Well, you better come up with something quick, otherwise no one's going to give a shit about gerrymandering or how to stop it.
Okay, let's start over. Okay, imagine you've got a pizza. You got a pizza, okay? We know what a pizza looks like, right?
Yeah.
And you have six slices, and I just have two. But then I start redrawing the pizza lines, and I say the pizza to the left is mine.
Your left or my left?
The listener's left. To the left. Okay, and so the pizza. Okay, are you still seeing the pizza? Because it's getting gerrymandered, and now I'm going to get more pizza.
Well, let me stop you right there because now I'm even more confused. I was always under the impression that gerrymandering took place in states.
Yes, that's right. Right, okay. Oh, all right. So picture a state. Maybe an easy one to pick, like Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. Okay, listeners, are you picturing Pennsylvania? Okay, now imagine that there's a line coming in from the side of Pennsylvania.
Which side?
The left, the west. The West, okay? And the line should be a straight line to make a square, but it's not. It's all jagged because of, you know, partisanship. Does that make sense?
Not at all.
God damn it! All right. All right. What I think we need to do is for the listener to just create their own visual aid at home. Can you do that? Because I have mine right here in front of me, and it's very easy to understand gerrymandering once you're looking at it, okay? So let's just draw Pennsylvania since we're already thinking about it.
A quick note to any of our listeners who are currently driving, please do not—
We're drawing Pennsylvania from memory, Leslie. The great state of Pennsylvania, home of chocolate and Hershey's, all that bullshit, all right? Now remember, it's got those little kooky crags on the eastern side, all right? It's not just a rectangle state.
Oh, we could do a rectangular state to simplify things.
No! No, I want to do Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is especially important to gerrymandering because it's what's known as a swing state. And those are the only ones that matter because of our fucked up electoral college system, but I really can't get into that right now, all right? Okay, have you drawn Pennsylvania? Great. Now, let's start drawing about halfway up the west side. Draw a straight line perpendicular to the western border until I say stop.
Patton.
Shit. And stop. Okay. Now, draw a line that curves inward at about a 66-degree angle. This would be better if the listeners have a protractor. Do you have a protractor or a ruler? Now's the time to go get it.
We're running short on time, Patton.
Okay, now, if you draw another line about an eighth inch long at a 40-degree angle from that last line, and then probably like three or four really sharp squiggles.
Patton, you are losing them.
And then it veers off from that for like a quarter of an inch.
You're blowing this, Patton.
And then it just kind of circles back up to the beginning. It looks pretty weird, right? Well, that's gerrymandering, and it sucks.
All right, that was Patton Oswalt, political scientist and U.S. electoral expert, attempting to explain gerrymandering. But if it can't be explained on a podcast, then it's probably not all that important anyway. We'll be back in a moment. Hey, nice job, Patton.
Fuck off.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We're proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Folks, the only boundaries I'll ever be manipulating are what is and isn't newsworthy. And lucky enough for the rest of these stories, they fall just inside the line. So here's what else you need to know today. Americans across the country will head to the polls next week to cast their ballots and decide who will serve as our nation's president for the next 4 years. But as we learned in 2016, it isn't winning the popular vote that matters. In fact, many polling experts today believe that the 2020 election is most likely to be decided by just four or five key swing corporations. Donald Trump and Joe Biden are expected to spend the better part of this week touring the swing corporations extensively in hopes to win over their support before Election Day. Given how close this race is, I wouldn't be surprised if the whole thing came down to one undecided executive at ExxonMobil. And as November 3rd draws near, President Trump is reportedly looking to connect with more voters outside his base. Trump today welcomed a new addition to his White House family and, in an attempt to soften his image before the election, adopted a dead dog. As the old saying goes, if you want a friend in Washington, you better find one of those laying lifeless on the side of the road. And finally, some alarming new numbers in the fight against coronavirus, as the number of new COVID-19 cases continues to soar today, even though Todd Peters of Scottsdale, Arizona, said it would be over by now. You think we don't remember that, Todd? You were just blowing smoke out your ass back in March, and now everyone knows it. Good luck ever earning back anyone's trust after that. God, he's so full of shit. And that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. All week, we're going to be covering this historic lead-up to what is sure to be our nation's last election. So be sure to subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also sign up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, we promise to return your mail-in ballot so you can cast your vote and make your voice heard. But not until you sign up. So go check out our Patreon now. And tomorrow on The Topical, Joe Biden is leading heavily in many key states, but are the numbers misleading? We'll be joined by longtime OPR political correspondent Dame Judy Dench, who's going to break down the latest presidential polls using nothing more than the adorable sounds of your favorite barnyard animals. So cute. Now that's how you keep the voting populace informed and entertained. Take notes, Patton. All that and more tomorrow on The Topical.